Okay, first I want to give a big yasher kaiyach to Rabbi Yeshua for arranging this. And when the flyer was being put together, it said that the Rav was Mardash for 30 years or something like that. I remember I was in Q1 Hills 40 years ago, and the Rav was there. And we grew up in the community with Minchas Chayin. Pesach was Pesach, the Haggadah, the Hilchas Pesach in this forum. And we have as far as this tremendous, tremendous covenant, tremendous close to have about this. Thank you.
Die die Moralische Schlitte, wo Batten Chashuvim, wenn ich teure, wenn die teure, käufe wie teure, in Meurer Aboi Zai. Shem coming to this neighborhood, actually, John Shemati is what the Weinberger mentioned, like for many, many years, was remember, as they say, when the beard was, put this a different color. And it was already Marvis Teure at that time, actually, and then one can imagine throughout all the years, being a Marbis Torah, the Gemara says, Gidoyim Nasit Yoshim, being able to see that the young Talmidim have grown up and have built their own families, and that was just from then. And certainly, as time goes on and on and on, I say as I step into here, I can just echo the words of David HaMelech, Samachti Boimer Li Beis Hashem Neilech. The HaMelech said, what gives me simcha is to be able to come to a Beis Hashem. You have to realize who is saying that. David HaMelech is saying that as a Melech Bishroel, he had called Tanuga Oilam Azeh B'Yodoy. There's nothing that he could not have had. And yet, what does he say? What gives him Simcha? What gives him Simcha is to be able to come to a Beis Hashem. And certainly, I echo the same thing. Coming here, can I know it? Seeing like the Choshev Oilam, on the influence of the Choshev Rod, is Avada Navada. So, Machti Boimli Beis Hashem Leich, a tremendous Simcha to be able to be here. I'd like you to just appreciate before I just my remarks that it was the Yid, a Holocaust survivor from Europe who came to America many years ago, and he decided things are going to change now. The new country, he said, I was in Norway, nobody recognized me, nobody gave me any COVID. But now it's a new world, he said, I'm going to be somebody else. So he goes in and has a very special suit, tailor made, a custom suit, very expensive suit. He buys an expensive hat. Man, you looked at him, you thought, boy, he's like he's a bank president. And then he goes to shul for the very first time, and he says, also in shul, it's not going to be the way it used to be. It used to be able to sit in the back with all the kapzonim, but now it's going to be different. I'm going to sit up front. Kachov, he goes, looks very presentable, and he goes and sits up front. It comes the time for Kriyas HaTorah, and the Gabbai, as he calls out, is there a kohen in the house? And the idea just went through his mind. He said, well, all my life I wanted to be a kohen. He says, so, I'm a kohen. And he goes up, they call him up for kohen. After that, he comes down, so it's a customer, you go over to the Rav, you give Shalom Aleichem, you give Shkoich. And Rav takes one look at him, and the Rav says, Zundel? Is that you? He says, when are you a kohen? I knew your father. Your father was not a kohen. I knew your grandfather. No one was a kohen. So how'd you become a kohen? And he says, listen, this is America. If you can be a Rav, I can be a Kohen. Unfortunately, this is the situation we see many, many times. It's just human nature that people like to ingratiate themselves and flatter themselves with many miles that they don't have. The Baruch Hashem, that I believe that the Kilo here is very fortunate to have a Rav, Ben Mitzu, with Zayche, to love Sati Nishmai, to be able to be Mashpia, not only on the Kilo, but the community at large and further and beyond, to be able to have them grow in Torah, Shemai, Men, Chassidus. So first of all, my bracha is we started to be mamshich na voidus hakoedish many more years, but simcha v'nachas l'shefe brocha v'stocha b'yes ha'goyel.
Amen.
It's before Pesach, Havada, Navada. So one of the highlights of the Seder is the idea that the belief that, of course, that Eliyahu HaNovi comes to visit. Eliyahu HaNovi comes to the Seder every year, And certainly, no question, Elio is very welcome. But the question, what is the meaning of the visit? And what are we supposed to learn from that, that we are privileged to have him come? Interesting to point out, just for starters, it's not very clear Bechlal who wrote the Agoda. According to some opinions, in fact, it was Elio Hanovi. For example, the opinion of one of the Gedolei Chassidim is Rabbi Rabino of Pshischa. His opinion, in fact, is that the Mechaber of the Agoda, about 10 different, by the way, opinions, who wrote the Agoda. Some say the Amshik Nesh, like Doyle, Akulponim, Rabbi Rabinim said with Elio Hanovi, he was the one, he's the Bal Agoda. We'll say the Bal Agoda said, the Bal, who the Bal Agoda? So Elio Hanovi. And one of the indications is, because for Moshe we find the Loshim Baruch HaMoko and Baruch Hu, it's a type of a phrase we find many times in Tona Deve Elio. Baruch HaMoko. And therefore, again, among other reasons, Elio Hanovi was the one that actually wrote the Agoda. So I'm also give a remez, you know, usually you find this form of Mechaber, actually, in the beginning of the Sefer, there's some sort of a remez or a gematria, or the name of the Sefer, what his name, the name is, personal name. So, again, I go in with the Holach Manu, so the Hey Aleph, which is Elio Hanovi. Kedayim. So, Kaponim, so I go to written Elio Hanovi, but Becholai, from whether he did or not, Elio Hanovi comes to the Seder. Now, Elio Hanovi comes to the Seder, so now we understand what is the real significance of the idea of Elio Hanovi coming. Second of all, we know the Gemara says in Bal Metzia Daf Kuf Yudalad, the Gemara says that in fact that Eliyahu is that Pinchas. Eliyahu is that Pinchas. But the Lashon is not that way. The Gemara says Pinchas Eliyahu. Pinchas that's mentioned in the Torah, that's Eliyahu Hanovi. The question is, in chronological order, first came Pinchas, then came Eliyahu. She said Eliyahu is that Pinchas. When Pinchas was alive, we didn't have Eliyahu Hanovi yet. So instead of saying that Pinchas Ze Eliyahu, as the Gemara says, we should have said really Eliyahu Ze Pinchas. Why are we saying Pinchas Ze Eliyahu? Another thing that I believe that important to understand is the kasha that the Chassam Sofer raises in Parshas Tzav. So he raises the question, he says, the halachi that matzah had to be baked in an oven, not under the sun. Although the sun can provide a lot of heat, I think you could bake matzah. Is there enough heat? But the Gemara says you're not yotze with matzah that's baked b'chamo, that's baked under the sun, but rather baked in an oven. And the question is, as some sefer, after all the matzah that we eat, right? Our obvious, he says, that went out of Mitzrayim, that matzah was baked b'chamo. It wasn't baked in any oven. So the matzah that our obvious said, Tam Yitzis Mitzrayim, in fact was matzah that was baked b'chamo under the sun. So how is it that the halacha dafka is the opposite? That we are not yotze with matzah that's baked in the sun, that has to be dafke in an oven. Another kasha from Sofer, but this is already in the drushes from Sofer, in the Chelik Beis. So there's another question, which is, there is a special halacha, except the Pesach in Daf Lamed Hei, that matzah dafke has to be from a type of grain that could become chometzik. It's not able to become chometzik, to not yotze matzah. Therefore, dafke the five types of grain. You're able to become chometzik, if you don't watch it. But for beyond, you can use the more says oires, other types of, you could make matzah technically, rice, millet, and this kind of situation. But being that they cannot come the day chimutz, you're not yotze matzah. So Sofer says, it seems just the opposite. It's counterintuitive because matzah should be something that's the furthest away from chometz. And yet, davka the loch is, you're only yotze with the matzah that could mamash become chometzik. And everybody knows. If you're not very careful, certainly it will become chometzik. So why is the Akpoda Dafke, if we want matzah, as some soifer, the Dafke has to be from a min, the type of grain, the Dafke is able to become chometzik. And then maybe a fourth situation, the Korban Pesach was eaten together on matzah, simroi, and yochlu. Why the combination? What's the significance of this combination? Korban Pesach, on matzah, simroi, and yochlu. I think this is a Yesod, Yetzis Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisai was a Hachona for Kabbalah Satoyim. Sarchus Omazem in Mitzrayim, Tabdut Velikim Al Orazeh. Now one thing is very, very clear. We all want to be Matzliach in Torah. We all want to have Seati Dishmai to be Matzliach in Torah. But in order to have Seati Dishmai, in order to hope to be successful in Mirat Torah, we have to be very mindful what Rabbeinu Yoina says in his Pirish, Mesef Desodis, on the well-known Chazal, we all know Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. Sefer Ben Yoyne says Midos is a prerequisite in order to be Matzliach in Torah, which means to say is Torah needs a kli. Torah needs a kli in order to be able to contain Torah. So you have to have a kli in order to be able to absorb the Torah. The kli for Torah, Sefer Ben Yoyne, is Midos. The person does not have refined character, does not have Midos Torah, will not have Siyat and Shmaya in Torah. As a matter of fact, he goes on to say that lest a person might say, you know what, I'm going to learn, and I'll work on my midos after that. No. But it's the other way around. First, you have to actually build your character. You have to work on your midos, and that type of the lotion, their cheretz is kod molotoyre. So it makes a lot of sense that if the whole in of Yetzias Mitzrayim was hachonah for Kabbalah Satoyre, there's a lot of sense that in the hachonah, or the mitzvahs of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Leila Seder, are supposed to actively somehow be ingredients or elements that's going to work for character building. Because the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim is the tachlis to be able to reach. And of course, we work on that during the Mea Sefirah. You can take work, it doesn't go like a switch, all of a sudden you change. But the whole idea of the limud, at least, the limud that we have to understand, to find out actually what the definition of Midas Toivis. Everybody talks about Midas Toivis. Whole world, even on the asylum, there's a lot of books, right, about ethics, and so on and so forth, put the fork on the right side, left side, this is not the Midas we're talking about, where you put the fork on the right side. Like, apart from talking about Midas Toivis, we have to figure out the following. The Nekudat Advarim is, the Baal Shem Tov once was sitting with his Talmidim. Baal Shem Tov made a statement, that every mitzvah in the Torah, he says, be'etzim is noyeg bein bezman she beis hamikdash kayim, bein bezman shein beis hamikdash kayim. So they asked him, really? All the mitzvahs are applicable, whether they have a beis hamikdash or not? How do we have por aduma when we don't have a beis hamikdash? How do we have por aduma? Baal Shem Tov pointed out, then por aduma, he says, and in any mitzvah, when I say that every mitzvah applies, even when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, it means the Hashkofa is a mitzvah. Every mitzvah has Hashkofa behind it. Sometimes if we have the Beis HaMikdash, we're able to be mekayem the mitzvah of the poel, we can actively do it. But otherwise, if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, says the Baal Shem Tov, but the Hashkofa mitzvah applies. Por Aduma says, Por Aduma Loshim Prur Vu, which means a person actually becomes inflated, becomes increased. It's an Indian of Gaiva. And by Paraduma, we find the concept of Metamet Toherim and Metar Temeim. It has contradictory properties. Some Sefer Oitzel says that, but in a different way. But the Roshanda pointed out that the same thing with any Midah. Take the Midah of Gaiva. It's Metar Temeim, Metamet Toherim, which means that sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. Which means to say there's no such thing as a good Midah or a bad Midah. The question is, what is the Rotzen Hashem now for me to do? And Ratzon Hashem is particularly for this particular midah, and then, and if I do something else which I think is better, it's not. For example, Avada Nevada, everybody understands, Anova, the one with Choshev and Midas, Gaiva, all over the place, we find countless Mamor Chazal and Psukim, as it's something which is repulsive, Gaiva. What's Gemishla, Tiyavaz Hashem called Gevalev. But the Gemara says, "Hey, call him his goy, kill oiv and avoid the zora." Endless mamorim. How to reject the gaiva? However, it's very, very clear. There's something called gaiva de kedusha. There's a time is when you have to stand up and defend the honor of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vayigba liber v'dar kashem. So says the Novi. When it comes the time to take with the honor of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you can't say I'm a nonof. Who am I? Let somebody else do it. Forget, when somebody's anonymous, when the time comes when you have to stand and rise up to the occasion, that's called another psula. It's a psula another. So another is greater than Milo Vanivis is, it is only if that's the Rotzen Hashem for that particular time. But when the time comes for you to stand up and to you the midah of Gaiva, the middle one said that is actually what made Shevet Levi great. They were angry, as a matter of fact, also. Kass is a terrible midah. But he said they had Kass when they saw the Inyan. How the people actually followed the eagle. They took that midah and used it in the right time. That's what Hashem wants. So there's no such thing. And therefore, really, the word of midah really means it to be measured. You have to measure it. It's not automatically another is always right. It doesn't mean gaiva is always bad. You have to measure it. You have to figure out what is the right thing at this particular time. As a matter of fact, as I say many, many times, you find Shnei Nevi'im Misnavim Misigin and Echad from two different cheder, from one end of the world to the other. So you have Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein acts the similar kasha as the Rechaim HaKodesh has, Zoyz Chukes HaTorah, parts of Poraduma. By the way, so Baal Shem Tov said, just like Poraduma is Metar Tamei Metar Metoyrim, sometimes it purifies and sometimes, the same thing says, the mid is also mid of Gaiva. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it's Tomei, sometimes it's Tor. That is the way a person has to actually develop his midah to understand what is the right and when is it wrong. So come to Poraduma, should have said Zoyz Chukes HaPorah. Should have said Zoyz Chukes HaTahara. Why Zoyz Chukes HaTorah? We're not talking about the entire Torah. Because that one, Parsha Baloyzcha, talks about the Korban Pesach. It says Zoyz Chukes HaPosach. It doesn't say Zoyz Chukes HaTorah. We're talking about Pesach, so it says Pesach. Here too, it should have said Zoyz Chukes HaPorah. Or Chaim HaKodesh, Al Basar. So Moshe also. What is Zoyz Chukes HaTorah? So Moshe Mamish says this concept. And use a number of examples. Maybe I might add one. Take the Moshe Kovet. Everybody understands the person is supposed to be a Boreach Min HaKovet. By the way, that's not the lotion you find in Chazal. Erevin Yugimel says Boreach Min HaGdula. It's the same thing. That's what it means. The person is supposed to despise Kovet. The person is supposed to run away from Kovet. The person has to reject Kovet. Says Moshe Feinstein, yes, reject Kovet, your own Kovet. But not Kovet Chavercho. And come to the Kovet Yechavar, you have to be Mechabed. You have an apostle, make him feel good. Give him all the Kovet possible. Come to your own Kovet. You can be Mevatar in your own Kovet. You should be Mevatar in your own Kovet. You don't stand on ceremonies. You should be Michael. Yes. Come to your own Kovet. Kovet is not a good thing. But when it comes to somebody else's Kovet, Kovet is like a Valdige thing. Okay. You have to be Mechabed someone. Or take a Moshe, you have a situation. We know there's such a thing called a pazrin, somebody who has an open hand to give tzedakah. Then we have inyan kamtzin, somebody who is stingy, tight-fisted. We always say that if somebody is tight-fisted, of course, is a chasarn. To be a pazrin, but has an open hand, that's a milah. So Moshe says, yes, it's an open hand on your own money, not on somebody else's money. The people, you know, come somebody's money, then he's very free, you know. Come to his own money, then didn't prutik, didn't mayor. That's the call of a sudden, even a prutik. They know the opposite. Depends. And your own money, he says, you can be a pazrin. Forget, have an open hand. Share whatever you have with others. But like gather somebody else's money, should be a kamtsin. Give him money, even a prutik should be choshev. Same idea. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad. Okay, use another example. Use the mid of the talking. Talking is a tremendous midah. Sometimes we can't survive without it. I should mention, of course, without a name, I know a very choshev yid in Brooklyn Borough Park. Actually, he's the money of an eidah cheshuva. And something went wrong, whatever it is, and he was incarcerated. And he said, had I not been studying, they asked him, how'd you manage? He said, had I not been studying, I don't know how I would have survived. It's a gewaltig thing that gives you chizik. He has a munah, he has faith. Bitochen is a gewaltige midah. It says very, very clearly, Rabbi Lapjan and all the Balamusar. Bitochen is a gewaltige midah, he says, on your own problems. You have problems, you have nisyonis, you have challenges. Sometimes it's sickness, sometimes it's pranosa. Yes, sometimes it's shidduch. Yeah. There's endless type of challenges that we go through. Bitochen. But in somebody else's Torahs, don't have bitochen. Somebody knocks on the door, and he's standing there in front of there, and he's unleashing himself with all his problems. Don't give him a lecture of bitachon. If you have a couple of dollars, give it that. If you don't have that, give him an ear, give him a shoulder. Bitachon? Tell your own problems, bitachon. Somebody else says, you should help him. Not tell me about bitachon. That's that place now. Of course you have to have bitachon. So here we see that each and every minute. In the right time, it's gewaltig, it's tremendous. That's the Rotzon Hashem. But in the wrong time, it's not like that. Or Mola Mashal, one can go as far as saying, you know, what the Gemara talks about also in Brachas, that, hey, the person should be Mekabel Yisurim Be'ahavo. Gewaltig a thing. The person should be Mekabel Yisurim Be'ahavo. If you go into a hospital and be Mevake Choyle someone, don't tell him be Mekabel Yisurim Be'ahavo. Chav Shalom, you're in the hospital. I said, why don't you show my mekabel b'hal? Yeah. He's going to visit somebody else. Don't tell him to be mekabel mishum haver. Can't. You can, chazik, can find the right words to say. These are the situations which each and every middle in the right time could be tor. It's metam etoherim and metam tartaveim. It all depends how it is used and what the Ratzon Hashem is at that particular time. So Moshe says, therefore, the idea that you find by Por Aduma contradictory properties, that's not just by Por Aduma, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. It applies to all the areas, by Bitochen, by Tzedokah. In any situation a person goes through, by COVID. So any immediate in the Torah, the same idea, Matar Tamei, Matar Matorah, sometimes yes and sometimes no. So Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. This principle that you take and you see by Por Aduma applies to all areas. B'chaim Britzker. We started out, the Baden taught the world. He knew very special Derech Halimut, no question. Not everybody's aware that Reb Chaim Britzker was a Goyin and Chesed as well. Tremendous, was a Goyin and Chesed. In fact, Britzkerov, his son, used to say, we had an open door all the time in Britzk. That every, as he called, every Orche Parche, every person who walked by, every wayfarer, every passerby had room to come into the house. That the house, many times, our house was filled with all types of beggars and so on, that we family members sometimes had to sleep on the floor. It's an exaggerated point. Tremendous, tremendous going of chesed. As a matter of fact, Yosef Soloveitchik, on a tape, in the year, he said that Reb Chaim heard a couple of children playing. There was a child that was crying. So he called up the child and said, why are you crying? He said, unfortunately, it happens today also. He said, kids sometimes get or they make teams, and they left them out. Let them out. So B'chaim asked him, so what were you playing? What was the team? What were they playing? So he said they were playing something that's called horsey. The kids took turns. They would get down on their hands and knees on all fours and have another kid ride them back and forth. Reb Chaim got down on his hand and knees and said, you're going to ride on top of me. It's hot love b'fil. This is what he said. Yeshivetul Bichi. On the tape. And it's published later on in the Sefer. B'chaim. Goy nechesed. So, Rav Shach says, they once asked Rav Chaim, being that your door is always open, why do you have a door, Bechlau? I have a door. We have a door, why? Because we close it. We open it. But if your door is always open, so why do you have a door? And Rav Chaim answers, his own Rav Chaim can answer. You know the machloik is the Rambam, the Rosh, whether mezuzah needs a door. I need a door to have a mezuzah, because when the Rambam, you need a door. I need a door. It's time to import from mezuzah. We don't make a bracha if you have an opening, you know, and you have to put a mezuzah. It being tzotzofik, whether you really have not, so put on without a bracha. You only make a bracha where you have a door, and then you patrol all the other places. It's Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim was the Goyin Chesed. Chesed Abramsky was one of the great Talmidim of Reb Chaim, and he once asked Reb Chesed Abramsky, being that you spent basically a couple of years with Reb Chaim, we'd like to know what was his personality. Was he a calm person? Was he easily to get angry? Boy, tell us a little bit about the personality of Reb Chaim. What type of... We know a lot about his learning, but we want a little bit about personality. You were there, you can tell us. Reb Chesed Abramsky says, I don't know. Why? Reb Chaim, he says, personality changed, and he was what the Torah wanted at that moment. If the Torah Hashem was to be calm, he was calm. But with the time for kenoyim, Reb Chaim was a tremendous kenoyim. How was a tremendous kenoyim? I'd get a capital to kill you, he would have joined the good and then left it. Either way. Not getting into all the details in it. That was a great kenoyim. But otherwise, Reb Chaim had his battles for anyone. Door was open, anybody could come in. But Reb Chesed Abramsky said, I could not tell you, I was there for 2 years, and I can't tell you what he really was. Because he really was only that what the Torah wanted to be, and kept changing. If the Torah wanted to be this, this was this. The time was to stand up, to be aggressive, to be tough, to be strong, and to defend the honor, the Kvod Shemayim, then that's what he was at that time. So how am I supposed to know what Reb Chaim really was? He kept changing. He kept changing all the time. That was Reb Chaim. So I want to tell you the following. And it's like a hafle b'fele. Probably safe to say, I mean, who measures? But probably, who was the on of Hador? Who the Om Avador? Now, one thing is clear. All the Gedol Yisrael were on Ovid, because all the Gedol Yisrael, not just Goyim and Tzidkis, in Lundas, cannot point and show me a Gedol was only a Gedol in Torah if he was not a Gedol in Tzidkis. So that's not accepted by Klal Yisrael. A Gedol in Klal Yisrael has to be Ishol, Mishlemes, in all areas. Sain Yimra Torah, Sain Yer Shemaim, Sain Midas Torahs. Can't have one without the other. But if we're forced, let's say, to pinpoint who was the Onod Hador, the greatest Onod, by the way, and being at the same time the Gedol Hador as well, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Eiger Raboisai was not only a Gedol Hador, without saying, he was the Onod Hador. For example, Akiva Eiger, when he wrote letters to Talmidim of his yeshiva, he once wrote and he said, "Ma'olam loikorosi l'talmud talmidi." Very common, looked in Shalza Tshuva's form, l'chvoy talmidi. Natural. If a Rebbe writes a Tshuva to a Talmud, write to my Talmud. No problem. He was my Talmud. Kevin didn't do that. "Ma'olam, I never referred to a Talmud of mine talmidi. She'eini yedeya mi lomad yoytsu mi." I don't know who learned more. Maybe I learned more from him. I mean, after all, the Gemara says in Malchus David, "Mitalmida Yosef Makulam." There is a concept, right, that you learn from your Talmidim a lot, even more. Begeva actually lived that. Moim like Karosi, the Talmud Talmidi. Never. Same Rabbi Kiveger, by the way, should mention. Also, there's a letter in the Sefer called Igros Soferim. It's a letter from all the Soferim, Mr. Kiveger, some Sofer, Ksav Sofer, Shevet Sofer, and so on. Kivega writes in a place, he writes to someone, "Do me a big favor. I'm a Rav. I need it for my parnosa. Could find me a job someplace as a shamus in a shul." I'd eagerly, quickly accept it. Because a Rav, so much a chryas. Kivega, Onov, didn't feel somehow worthy to carry the achryas and the responsibility. Me, Rabbi Kivega, I'd rather just find me a job as a shamus in a shul. Published letter. Rabbi Ashamas. Kever. Onav Ador. Give you one more example. I make you an example because that example is very choshev to me. This goes back to the Balkan Yeshiva. It's in the 60s. Bidi Awolem. All right. We were learning the Sefer Chulin Daf Yudalot. Hashoichet B'Shabbos. Aval Pishim Eschai B'Nafshoi Shechitose Kisheru. Not going into that whole sugya. Allah to Shechtan Shabbos, Malach the Raisa, Shechtan Shabbos, the Shechit is kosher. Who's the Tana, Rebbe, Rebbe, Rebbe? Same Omid there, with the large toises, Machatchen is Adluin b'Shabbos. Regarding to be able to cut Adluin, one of the reasons maybe not could have been because it's a Terechi Yaseira, it's a long, they say, takes up a good space in the Omid. There's a line, I remember sitting, learning it, there's a line. A difficult line in Toitzus. So Baruch Hashem, if you used to learning Toitzus a little bit, and where you have the Marshal asks kashis, but the Maram Lublin explains. Maram's derech is Rotzaloy Mer Rotzaloy Gavali Kishmak. I mean, today there's so much more. There's translations, English, French, Spanish. He didn't have all that. All right, so you look Maram Lublin Rotzaloy Mer instead of Pshat. Okay. At that time came out in the 60s came out. A new Rabbi Kiveger, I'm saying this home, Drush Vachidish Rabbi Kiveger, Rabban Ben Yomen Zilberberg from Pittsburgh. He did a lot, he was Oisik in Kitzvah Yad. Came out, Rabbi Kiveger came out, Masech Tashchum. I remember opening up that Rabbi Kiveger, and he discusses this Toysus. And he disagrees with the Pshat of Ram Lublin. Nu, ma bekach? First of all, he's not arguing Halochim. Ram Lublin was one of the Gedolei Achronim. Right before him, Haver was not ready to argue in Halacha, but he was ready to say a different pshat. But what is the issue? The issue is the Hakdoma before he disagrees. Realize who the two protagonists are. Ram Lublin, we're not talking about Rishonim. Ram Lublin is gavaldik, tremendous. We have no Asoga. Now Ram Lublin. Kiveger also. We have no Asoga, but Kiveger. And he says the following. I mean, it's still realize it's really etched to my bones, the lashon. Even as a young bocher, not so much of a maiden in the style of writing, you know, of Gedolei Yisrael, but that has to hit you. Kevin said this: "Omnom, la'achar mechila mekvoita rosoi, ula'achar nishikas afar kochoi, oimrani be'emo be'yiro de dvorov megumgomen. That's something that's not straight. Why is he machnir himself so much? He's arguing Allah, saying another pshat. Saying another pshat in the Tosfos. And he's not arguing Rishonim. He's talking about the Gedoy L'Achronim. So he's saying just another pshat. Again, the Gevaldig Anivis and these butlers. Tremendous Anivis and this butler. Another just an indication. Kivager had. Today, you know, a book into Tosfos, he said, there must be a mistake over here because he believes he understands better. It's no problem. No problem even arguing with Rishonim. Goes by to Kivager, dealing with him and an Achron. Why am I mentioning this? There was a tremendous historical controversy. And that was the following. There used to be the very Choshevit Shas was called the Slavita Shas. Slavita Shas were the children of Pinchas Karetz, or Harava Kodesh of Pinchas Karetz. Tremendous Tzadik Yish Kodesh Moed. So Shapira. Mayor Shapira was a grandson. Shapira is their Klal, our descendants. Megalamukis, also Shapira. Lichas Karitzer. So they had a copyright on the Shas. They print the Shas, especially then, a lot of time, money invested. It's not Porsche. So they had a copyright on the Shas. What happened after a while, the Shas went out, sold out, and another Shas was needed. Came the Vilna Shas. Shas. The Shas that we have today basically is on the style, the formation of the Vilna Shas. That's what it is. Came the Vilna Shas, they came to print a new Shas with a tremendous din Torah. There's not enough words to explain the fire that went on. The Anshli Slavita took the Anshli Vilna to din Torah. We have a copyright on our Shas. How that you're coming out to print a new Shas? However, the taina against that was, you got a copyright, it says on the first shas. Second shas? First shas is gone. You want to print a new shas? We're also game. We're here. And each side had Gedolei Yisrael. Each side had Gedolei was siding with them. The people of Slavita had Gedolei. That what? It's an avlan. Vilna should not print another shas. Can't print another shas. Kivieger was on the side of Vilna. So they do have a right. Now Slavita didn't like that. So they came out some sort of a remark, sort of in a way like to slight Rabbi Kivieger, which went something like, we also had Gedolei Yisrael on our side. Kivieger got up and said, as if to say, I don't care about your Gedolei Yisrael. My boy said, that's the same Reb Kivieger? That's the Onav Ador? That's the same Reb Kivieger! And then they said something else. Reb Kivieger said, Eini mevater v'eini moichel. I'm not mevater, I'm not moichel. You ask yourself, is this the Onav Ador speaking? Yes! 1,000 times yes! Anivis is a gewaldig midah, tremendous midah. But that's when this is the Tzarech HaShol, and that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. And that's what is needed. But in the event of the Tzarech HaShol is to stand up and to say the Dvar Hashem and to speak the truth, there's no room for Anivis. And that Onav Ador all of a sudden becomes the Elohim and the defender. He's expressing very clearly what the Das Torah, what that Das Torah is. Kivager. So now, what happened. So you move on, and you have the Oruch Lener. Oruch Lener, one of the last of the Gedoy L'Chachma Ashkenaz, whose form are being learned like one of the early Achroimim. Oruch Lener. Tremendous Atzloch and Oyma Yeshivas, so many Mitzvahs. Sefer Yevamos he wrote before, under the age of 30. Tremendous going. Nabi knows what a tzaddik he was, a Bar Mekubal as well, and he did a lot of fasting. Segufim. Shamshul Fahersh was the Talmud of the Orchaner. Bazil Hildesheimer, Talmud of Orchaneir. Orchaneir, with the great Gadol Yisrael. Just to give you an indication, for example, one of these Svarim of the Orchaneir, also besides on the list of Masechtos, you all have Shal Sechuvas Binyan Sian, also from the Orchaneir. Very interesting there in Kamakoyim to point out. But there's also the Sefer Bikurei Yaakov on Hilchos Sukkah and Lulav. The Ebel or Mishabura, you can see come out everywhere. He brings down the Psokim of the Orchaneir from the Sefer Bikurei Yaakov. His name was the Yaakov Yukif Etlinger. Yaakov, Bikurei Yaakov. And Kiveger had a copy, right? Kiveger had a copy of the Bikurei Yaakov, and on the margin he writes something like this. So Chisi Lechavin Ledatoi Hagdoilo. Notice, not only are you, Baruch Hashem, I was like, Rabbi Kiva to write a Loshin Zochisi to a contemporary, to a Godel Ben Doiroi, come out as unheard of. Zochisi Lechavin, you know, to one of the Rishonim, Zochisi Lechavin to one of the Gdoil Achroinim, Zochisi Lechavin to someone who was a contemporary. Again, two things. Sai Danivis Rabbi Kivager again, and Sai how he held in high esteem the Oracle and Error. I want to mention the following. Orchaneir lived in the Tkufa where the Reform movement was making a lot of inroads. He was in Hamburg. First Reform temple was in Hamburg. And, of course, who not? Stand up and fight to try to stay the movement, to try to mitzamtzem the movement, not allow it to move, not allow it to increase. Shloime Eger. You have to hear this. Shloime Eger was the son of Rabbi Kiv Eger. And I want to tell you this on the side. By the way, in Shulchan Aruch, the large Shulchan Aruch, you have on the side Gilui Marsho. Marsho is of Shloime Eger, not the Marsho, not that you have Mishas. Just you should know. So Gilui Marsho on the Shulchan Aruch, the big Talmud Chelki Shulchan Aruch that you have, that Gilui Marsho, that's of Shloime Eger. Shomeger was a Rav, but he also, before he was a Rav at Tkufi, he was also Oisik in business. He was Oisik in business. And, but he was learning Kamishoy at Beyoim. Matter of fact, it said he had a bracha from his father that if he's in a sugya and he has to break to go for business, he had a bracha from his father when he comes back, he can continue learning as if he never left off. Because usually when there's a break, it takes time to get into the sugya again. He had a bracha from his father that as soon as he's finished and goes back to learning, he failed to be mamshech and even never stopped. That sok should not be afsoket. And I say another thing. In the Tshuva Kiv Eger, you'll find in many pages, you'll find correspondence between father and son. If you put your hand on the bottom, without looking to see who's writing this, is it Kiv Eger or Shlomo Eger, you'd very often be hard-pressed to know who it is, because Shlomo Eger was a goyin in his own right. If you put your hand and try to figure out who's writing. Is his father now writing or the son? Couldn't figure out. Shlomeger, tremendous goyim. Shlomeger, at that time, had the feeling that the Orchaneir possibly is not doing enough in order to stem the tide of. So he decides to make the trek from his end of the world, you know, Posen, to go down to Germany. It was a week and a half or so, those days. From this train to that train, to switch here and to switch there. Finally, he comes and he meets the Orchaneir. This is also printed, by the way, in the Sefer Igor Sefer, and we have all the different letters. One thing he writes, a gewaldig compliment. I went to Davnis and the Beis Medrash of the Orchaneir, and I never in Poland ever saw davening bimila, word for word, as I saw in Germany. Very impressed with the davening. Very impressed. I had not seen this kind of a davening in Poland. But then, regarding the Orchaneir stand against the Reform movement, he says he had a belief that, see, maybe the Orchaneir doesn't have the courage, or sort of like afraid to take a firm enough stand, or strong, in his opinion. Fellow Orchaneir is not standing up strong enough to fight the success of the Reform movement. That was his opinion. That's in the letter. So I knew I caught them on a sale like this. Wasn't there. How do I know? But there's another sefer from the Orchaneir. It's called Minchas Oni. Minchas Oni is a series of essays. Here you see the Ashkofa of the Orchaneir. See the Ashkofa of the Orchaneir. Different parshas. So we have the Orchaneir has Minchas Olim Parzei Baloischo. Listen to this. Moses says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Es foli shivim ish mezikne Yisrael. Gather for me shivim ish. Shivim ish. The zikne Yisrael should be shivim ish. What's the definition? What's the qualification of these 70 zikanim? To appoint 70 zikanim. There's one word. Shivim ish. What does ish mean? B'chaner brings down the following Loshon of Chazal. Shivimish, you know what kind of people I want? Shivimish, pomim she doimen li. Sometimes they should be doimen to me. Hashem ish mulchomo ish. Upomim she doimen lecho, v'ishmoyshe onav meoid mekol lovam. Which means that the Gedolei Yisrael have to incorporate within themselves both midos. They have to be ish. And the word ish itself is a composite, is a combination, encapsulates two different personalities, and it's all in the definition of ish. Sometimes, Pom Shedoim and Li, should be Doim to me, Hashem Ish Mulchomo, and sometimes they should be Doim and Lecho. Ish Moshe and Lloyd, Seder Al Chaner. It comes time that we have to actually take a stand against others. So, not always do we fight. Sometimes, maybe negotiation. That might be the better way. It's not always Hashem Ish Mulchomo. It also sometimes is she doimen li, and sometimes she be doimen lecho. Mishmoish on the meyoid. So again, it's very sharp to say again. It's a hashor be'alma. It's just a suggestion. It's not the Orchaner was afraid. I was afraid. They had to figure out what is the proper hanhoga now. Should it be b'doime Hashem Mishmochoma, or should it be Mishmoish on the meyoid? Maybe you should be able to sit down at a table. At least at that time, that's what he felt. Things should change later on. You have to take a different. Try this, you try that. It was very shy. That was the situation. So now we come to see my Goram. There's a Yisrael when we talk about Chometz HaMatzah. So we find in all of the Gedolei Chassidus, you find that the Sfas as well as mentioned the Siddur Balatanya, and also interesting, the Chesam Sofer and Droshet Chalik Beis, Chesam Sofer pointed out, in Reish to involve. The Chilti in Chometz and Matzah is one is Gaiva and one is Anova. Matzah is flat. Matzah is flat. Matzah is something that is not inflated. Matzah is the Inyan of Anova, is the opposite of Chometz, of course, which means is which rises, which becomes inflated. Chometz is Gaiva, says the Sasem, said some Soifer in the Tanya. Matzah, that's an Ibis. Flat. So if you're talking about Chometz and Matzah, so it could be Rav Oisai that the reason that, as a Chasam Sofer asked the Kashi, why is that a Matzah Davke from a mean that's able to become Chometzik? Because being that Matzah symbolizes another, but in order to not make a mistake that you always need another, it should be something that could become Chometzik. Sometimes the another has to be put aside. You have to use the mid of Gaiva. That's why Davke, the Matzah, has to be from something that can become Chometzik. Because the greater honor, or the greatest honor, has to have the ability also to rise to the occasion. It's not always chometz, always gaiva is wrong, and always matzah is right. The matzah itself, being the inyan of another, and that actually symbolizes another, has to be something that's able to become chometzik. In other words, matzah has to have the potential for gaiva. The honor has the potential. That's called gaiva the kedusha. We do it gaiva just like that. That then it becomes gaiva the kedusha. By the way, the word gaiva also has vav kei, has half of the shem. It means Hashem's name is also in there. That means you do the shem shamayim. That's when you use gaiva. That's when you use gaiva. So meila, the ikar is it's not alnova, and it's not rabbis. It's not gaiva. The ikar is to do whatever you do should be l'man kavod shamayim. And rabbis, what is kavod shamayim? With Rashi is saying Bereshis, why shamayim called shamayim? Shemayim called Shemayim because Esh and Mayim. Shemayim, Rashi says, in the beginning of Bereshis. Shemayim is Esh and Mayim. Rabbosai, what is the difference between Mayim and Esh? Mayim, of course, of the Gemara in Tand of Zion. Mayim, of course, resembles another. Mayim is Hoyloch Mamokim Gevoyah. Go down the Mokim Nova. Go downstream. Always up, but goes down. Clearly, the Gemara says that Toyah is named Shildel Mayim. Means after the Midah Banova. Mayim is another. Eish Rabbi said the opposite. B'chaim Vital says in Shara Kedusha, in all the Dalad Midas, Dalad Yisaitis, Eish Ofer Ruchin Mayim. Eish is Oyla Lamayla, Eish is Gaiva. That's what Eish is. Eish goes up. Eish Lamaylas. Kavoit Shemayim means that you do both Midas. That's called Kavoit Shemayim. What Eish wants now? Eish and Mayim, that's Kavoit Shemayim. Combination of Shemayim is Eish and Mayim. If you need another, let it be Mayim. Now is the time for Gaiva. Let it be Eish. Gaiva the Kedusha that we're talking about. In order to use it appropriately. Korban Pesach, Rabbeisai, was Aziz the Kedusha. You know, Pirkei Avos it says, Azkanoma Kal Kanesher, Rotz Katzvi. You have to use the middle of Aziz also. Aziz, you know, Kipshuta Aziz means what? Brazenness. It says, have Azkanomer. But immediately, by the way, the same Mishnah, as Bonim Legehenim. So the Tzad Barov says, Avada, depends. Aziz is also needed. If you use it, L'toyer K'moy Chumayim, okay, then you learn from the animal used in a positive way. But you think, someone's going to be an Aziz Bonim, as Bonim Legehenim. You can go to Gehenim also. That same middle which can lead you to Gehenim, that same middle should be used, have Azkanomer. The middle of Aziz for K'moy Chumayim. Pesach, tremendous Aziz, because the Mitzrim, they worship the Seh. Imagine how much Aziz you have to be able, or even Gaiva to Kedusha, to rise up, not to be afraid. So that's what it was. So it was Gaiva to Kedusha, to be able to take the Midah. Gaiva, I'm standing, I'm not afraid, I'm not going to buckle under, and I can become bottled by Metzias. I'm going to stand up, I'm going to rise up, and I'm going to take the Korban Pesach, yes, to do it as I'm supposed to do, even though the Mitzrim was a dangerous thing, that part of the Nes of Shabbos HaKodol, by the way. They did not know ahead of time that this was going to happen. But it did. That's what's called Shabbos HaGodol. That the two bring down. So Pesach is Azad the Kedusha. That you took the sand which was thereby deserved Mitzrayim to Shechter L'Shem Pesach. Come the Torah and said, wait a minute. Lest you get caught up in Azaz, Amatzah, Simroyim, Yechlu. Remember, you have to be humble also. Don't forget that neither. That's what the Pesach is eaten, Amatzah, Simroyim. That Echad Pesach, the Gevaldig Azaz, the Kedusha that a person is using. But don't get caught up in it. Don't become addicted to Aziz. Maybe that becomes a way of life. No. Matzah Simra, never forget that there's also the time for the other midah, as well. And maybe, that's why our boy said, matzah has mayim, and it's baked through fire, not through the sun. Matzah has mayim. Mayim about is, resembles anova, and esh resembles gaiva the kedusha. That's why. Some sofer asked why matzah is not supposed to be baked. Because matzah is anova, but we also have to know there's something not always anova. It's baked in esh. That's the only way to have that anivas the gematzah. It's only going to be a matzah if you bake it through esh. To remember, you also have the other midah, which is the midah type of esh as well. And therefore we say, Pinchas Eliyahu. Because I want you to understand something. In the eyes of the world, what's the difference between Pinchas and Eliyahu? First thing when you hear about Pinchas, the Gevali Kenoi, right? The Kenoi is Kenosi Besoichom. He's the guy, right, who gets up. And you sort of like that. If you have to imagine Pinchas, right? You say, hey, somebody with an aggressive nature. Somebody might have, let's say, a short fuse. Like, don't step on his toes. Pinchas is the Kenoi. Eliyahu happens to be the nice guy, right? Eliyahu comes to the Seder. And Eliyahu is the one who's going to be Mevaser. Right. He's the one who's going to be Mavasa before B.S. HaMashiach. So Eliyahu happens to be the one who's very, very likable. On the surface, Pinchas and Eliyahu are two different personalities. Come Chazal and say, don't know, you're making a mistake. Pinchas, that Kenoya Pinchas, really Eliyahu, he's the nicest guy you could imagine. But he's a Kenoya because that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants at the time. I'd rather. In Beteva, Raboisa, if you're an aggressive person, you should not be a Kenoy, because it's not Shem Shemayim. Kenoy Shem Shemayim is Dafka, a person whose nature is calm, cool, he's collected. He's not somebody who gets angry easily. Somebody somewhere, Bechlau, is not able to control his middle. For him, it's not to be a Kenoy, it's not Shem Shemayim. Adrab, he's looking for an opportunity. What do you mean for Kenoy? Another word, Rabbi Chaim. Chaim used to say, he said, the housewife and the cat both are chasing mice. What's the difference? The housewife and the cat both are chasing mice. The chil is the cat wants there should be mice to catch. The housewife or cat should be happier if there would be no mice. The two types of kenoy. Some of kenoy, he always wants an issue to be a kenoy. He's waiting for the issue. When will we have the next issue? No, that's not Pinchas. Pinchas really is Eliyahu. The real Pinchas is really Eliyahu. He really bets him. He's someone who's calm. He's not an aggressive person. An aggressive person should not be a kanoi, because then it's not going to go in the right place tonight in the right derech. So we're getting ready for the Seder to realize that every chelik of the Seder has so many remotes and there's so many soidas. It's really endless. You can study the Agoda a year, and many years. That's the truth. Look how many Agodas are coming out. Some are the same, by the way. But a couple of them. Every year, new Agodas. And the idea is, whatever we can talk about, we're barely scratching the surface. So much to be learned and so much to be taught. Baruch Hashem, we have this chus to be part of the Kehillah, that Baruch Hashem, to be able to have a mashpia, to be able to get involved, to learn the Agod and through other areas of Torah. So, Bemis, we have a tremendous opportunity to get the gain for the Yontif, the Gvaldic opportunity in Yontif, to be able to learn from all of these middles what is Matzah telling us, what is Chomis telling us, what is the Afikoyim and Zechol of Pesach. So many things. It teaches us we become better people, not just being kind, the mitzvah. The mitzvah influences us, changes us. We become better pits by learning what the mitzvah wants, what the shkof behind the mitzvah. Well, we should give the Siyat Yishmai, we should be Zoyche, but in fact, that the Siyantra should be the Chodesh Agula. And when we say, B'nitzin Ligalu, B'nitzin Asidim Ligoyel, let's not forget what the late Simcha the Ger Rebbe said. What does it mean, B'nitzin Asidim Ligoyel? About the Kipshut, it means that the future Gula Asidim will be in Chodesh Nisan, but the word Asidim has another pshat. The word Asidim from Moshe Nachone. What do we know? Was it saying the Megillah that when the date came out of the Gzeir Elias, Asidim Loim Azeh, to be prepared for that day? The life simply, you see, the word of Asidim means Hachone. The avoid of Chodesh Nisan is you have to make a Hachone for Gula. You want just Mashiach to come, you have to show you want him. The avoid of Chodesh Nisan Asidim, there has to be a Hachone. The Nisan Asidim Legoil. And a great part of the Hachone is to be Mitzapim Yeshua, to hope for him. To wait Bechilion and Ayim. You're waiting for Mashiach to come. It's a reminder with the Chofetz Chaim. By the way, the Beis Halev was Ravin Brisk. Did not want to become Ravin Brisk. Did not want to become Ravin Brisk. Chofetz Chaim influenced him. And Chofetz Chaim said that they came to the Beis Halev. Chofetz Chaim said, not influenced. Chofetz Chaim said what happened was, they came to the Beis Halev. Rebbe, there's 20,000 Jews waiting for you in Brisk. 20,000 Jews waiting for you in Brisk. How can you disappoint them? Beis Halev, softy. Right? Somebody didn't wait for me to come. He came. Said Chofetz Chaim. The Beis Halev couldn't disappoint 20,000 Yidden. Imagine if 20,000, 30,000, a million Jews would say, we want Mashiach. Mashiach couldn't disappoint you either. He would come. You have to show that you want him. Beis Halev couldn't disappoint. Mashiach wouldn't disappoint you either. Show that you want him. The Chona of the Geula, that's the Avodah. You want Nisan Asidim Legoyim. We have to put in the Chona. You have to prepare for Geula. You have to do our Chelik. And therefore, like Simcha ended, and he said, when we said in the Birkas HaChodesh, we're Metzapel Yeshua Kroiva, we want Yeshua Kroiva, Kroiva the Gematria, Kroiva the Gematria, Ki Mechakim Anachnu Loch. That's how you zoche to Yeshua Kroiva. Show Mashiach, for the Ebishtu. So, Rabbi Yishem, how much we want Mashiach. Can't let him. Today's not such a big Rabbi Yishem, it's a big Nisoyan to our Mashiach. You see what's going on in the world? It's all for a reason. Who knows? But one thing is clear. Because Bob was sending some message that Ein Lo Lishoy and Lo Avinu Shuvah Shemayim. We see it openly. Very, very clear. It used to be hidden. You had to figure out that Ein Lo Lishoy. Now we see it. No other way. In the middle, this is the Avodah Tak in fact of Chodesh Nissen. Benissen Negalu, Benissen Asidim Lehigoyel. Hey, Rabbi Yomeinu. Amen. The Korah Mash.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Start ready.